That reminds me of the time I was driving and I was wearing gym shorts and a t-shirt. It was middle of winter. My dad was driving. He's like, only you and that guy are the only dumbasses out here. And there was a guy pumping gas in gym shorts and it turned and it was my cousin Frank.
Why was he hating on your garb in the winter?
I don't know. You know how parents get. They hate when you're dressed, when you're underdressed for the weather.
Well, yeah, when you're wearing
get a jacket on. Wear a jacket.
You were shorts and tee in the winter?
Gym shorts and tee.
Oh, you were just big dog stunting out there?
Stay big dog stunting. I run hot.
Damn.
I don't need that. I don't need those extra layers.
He was probably salty.
Phil was probably a little salty.
Yeah, he saw you out there.
Oh, dude. Power washed the house with him yesterday.
Stop.
So funny.
How would you guys get all the way up to the top?
We tried. The top of the house is still got some mold on it.
How'd you balance a ladder?
No ladder. No ladder. We're fucking spraying it as far up as we can. The brush was super long.
Oh.
There was a sprayer and a brush. A
couple of ground guys.
Yeah.
Damn.
Do you think, dude, Gillis is very ground.
You guys aren't hopping on a ladder.
Of course not.
That's crazy.
Of course not.
You know, I used to power wash when I was in high school. I had my own business for a summer, yeah. I just power washed like all the houses in my girlfriend's neighborhood, and then the business fell apart. I was like, fuck. It was founded on a stable relationship. I made a couple thousand that summer.
That's pretty great. Phil, I was, you know, living my lifestyle lavishly, laying on the couch. He came in and was like, why don't you get up? Help me out here.
Oh.
I was like, what? What are you doing? He's like, I'm washing the sides. I was like, how long is it going to take? He's like, half hour. Yeah.
How long?
30 minutes in, we're still in the same, like, 8 feet.
You guys are washing it from the ground.
It took so long.
Yeah, you got to be up. You got to be up on a lad, like 4 feet from it, just blasting the current.
The water didn't do shit.
No, dude.
Water wasn't doing anything. Even at the close level, it wasn't doing anything.
Really?
Yeah, we needed the brush.
What kind of washer are you working with?
I don't know.
Gas powered.
Good. Yeah.
Okay, so he's got gas. It's not bad. How big was it?
Looked like a mini generator. On wheels?
You're probably up around 3,500. Yeah, probably like 2,200 PSI.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was thinking 2,200 PSI.
Yeah, a little residential job.
But yeah, that was...
How much did it run out of gas? Did it run out of gas?
Once.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Those things hog fucking gas.
I left midway through the job. I was like, you got
fucking
it.
Bailed?
You got it, dude. This sucks.
You fucking bailed?
I was like, I didn't come back here. Dude, this is my day of rest. I got fucking hammered this weekend. I was like, just let me lay.
You should have washed the whole house.
No, he instantly took a... He made me do it the whole... Like, I walked out, and he was just like, help me out. And he was like, all right, here, you do the brushing. And I was like, you do the fucking brushing, dude. The brushing sucks.
I've never seen a power wash.
And
then
I kept shooting him with a power wash. Just kept spraying it. Okay.
Dude, that, did you ever get... That can cut your feet.
No, I'm telling you, this thing was weak, dude.
Really?
This thing was weak.
I was in power washing my barefoot like a fucking animal, and I was just like, I didn't believe that water could cut me. I was doing it with my cousin. Mm-hmm. I was just like at my parents' house, power washing the floor before a party. I was power washing like the cement, and he's like, dude, run that on your foot. I'm like, it's water. It's not. I hit my foot, and fucking my foot started bleeding.
Oh, wow.
Well, again, this was little, probably a little 1800, dude. This isn't like a, you know.
It wasn't the big dog.
3,500 PSI.
I mean, if it's 3,500, you might lose a foot.
Oh, you could you could cut deep.
You blow some toenails off.
You could. If you got like a real commercial sidewalk power washer with like the tank on a trailer, I could literally just cut your arm off. Like right through it.
Yeah, man.
Be sick.
That'd be awesome. All right.
Anyway.
What's
so,
going on?
Nothing. No, I'm
not.
No,
that was it.
I'm kind of pissed you didn't help your paw.
I helped out my paw as long as I could. But once I
when
realized
did you start to fade?
When the job was totally useless, I was like, all right, this is fucking stupid. You're wasting your time. He was wearing like a polo and jeans, and he was covered in sweat. Covered in sweat. I was like, you're going to fucking die.
That's what he probably wanted.
That was the other thing.
He probably wanted you to come out and see him die.
I went, just like, witness my death. I didn't have clothes. All I had was what I wore to the show. So I had like black jeans. And I was like, God damn it, dude. I don't want to do this. So I put on like his old windbreaker pants. And a fucking, dude, I was wearing like shitty knockoff Adidas pants and a Legion of Skanks t-shirt. Oh, I was just like, dude, if somebody drives by in this neighborhood, because they all know who I am now.
Yeah.
Like, if they drive by and they're like, oh, there's that fucking guy. There's that fucking weird guy. And I'm just a retarded guy at home brushing the side of a house.
There's Phil Gillis and his goth son. Like,
yeah.
Standing there like, dude, I don't want to fucking do it.
I don't feel like doing it anymore.
It sucks.
Come on. Yeah. So I was just
you
dreading.
You just listen to fucking Sevenfold and headsets.
Every car that drove by, I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my
just
God.
Hunched over with a fucking Legion of Skanks t-shirt. While Phil's doing the work, and I was just standing behind him holding like a brush.
You're in swishy pants.
So embarrassing, dude. Yeah.
God damn it, dude. Oh, my God. Dude, to this day, if I get to do chores with my dad, I'm still like 12 where I'm like, oh, I got dad. And I'll like lift the heaviest thing I can. Yeah, I'm like, oh.
No, I still had that in me.
Did you?
But I can't, like, if I'm doing a job like that, I have to be an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I was just fucking with him the whole time. It's the only way I could get through it. And he didn't, you know, he didn't enjoy it.
What would he say?
I don't know. I would, like, spray him with the hose. he was furious. He was really upset. Did I tell you, did we talk about my grandma's funeral?
No.
Was that
we
this
did.
Week?
We, you and I spoke about it.
Was that before the cast? Or
yeah, it was before. I was after we recorded.
It was the most recent.
It was right after you dropped the history.
Oh, yeah. After the history, I drove home.
Exactly.
After the, yeah. Had the funeral. It was good.
So you dropped the history app and just went right into
the
horizon.
History app. Went home. Got home at like 1 a.m. Had to wake up for a funeral. Woke up to my dad just banging on the fucking door.
Oh.
He is such a motherfucker.
Was he like, let's go?
Yeah. About waking you, it just... Three punches on the door. It scared the fuck out of me. And then I'm like, what? Like, I, you know, you wake up furious.
Yeah.
So I was like, what the fuck is your problem? And he's like, ah-ha! Let's go.
I knew it.
He's such a fucking dickhead.
Absolutely.
His favorite thing in the world is waking me up.
It's the best.
It's nothing he likes more than waking me up.
It's the best, dude.
On fucking Thanksgiving Eve, I came home. Mm-hmm. Late, got home at like 4:30 in the morning, and he was obsessed with it. He was so happy. He's like, and guess who I heard creeping up the steps around 4:30 in the, because he was downtown, he was having parties. Like, just loves it. Loves talking shit, and then loves waking me up the next morning.
Of course.
Loves waking me up at like 8:39 the next morning.
What's the matter, bud?
I've talked about it before. You've been in that basement.
Mm.
There's a fucking light right above my bed in the basement that you could just turn on from the top of the steps.
Oh.
When I lived at home, he would literally just walk by and turn that on in the morning. For
just,
no reason.
Just to be a dick.
For no fucking reason. You'd be like, what are you fucking sleeping all day for?
Yeah, I've had that like drilled into me. If I were ever to like sit idle in my house, if my mom caught me like not in the state of motion... She would be, what are you doing? You want something to do? Are you bored? Because I'll give you something to do. It's like, what the fuck, man? I just got home from school. Are you bored? What is it? Turn us off. What are you watching? Turn us off. It's like, dude, she would wake me up at 8 a.m. on a Saturday, but get out of the house or I'm going to give you something to do. You want to do chores? You want to go outside? I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Just woke up.
They probably watched, like, It's a Wonderful Life and were like, this is what we should be doing, dude. Just a nice town, small town.
Mm-hmm.
I just watched that for the first time.
Is it good?
No. But my dad cried at the end of it.
Wait, what was your Christmas gift?
So funny. Hold on.
Yeah.
At the end of this movie, first off, the movie fucking sucks. The guy's so annoying.
Yeah.
He just screams the whole fucking time. He's like, oh my God, it's Christmas today. He's like, the kids are here. I love your kids.
Oh.
He's like hugging his kids. He's like, my beautiful wife is here. Oh.
Was it like the movie Click where he like goes away and then comes back?
Yeah, it's one of those like, there's some evil banker.
The SPXX just stirred, dude.
There's a disturbance in the force. This guy loses, like, he's going bankrupt or whatever, mm-hmm. And he's being a bitch about it, dude. He's going to, like, kill himself because of it.
What?
And then he goes and...
What's the banker have to do with it? He just tells him, like, hey, by the way.
So the main character sent his boy to pay off the bank. He gave him, like, $8,000 in cash, and the guy loses it. And the banker finds it and just keeps it. And is like, yeah, sorry, you guys owe me money. He just stole the money.
Really?
Yeah. So then the main character goes to jump off a bridge, and his guardian angel meets up with him and then brings him back into town as if he never existed or something.
Yeah, like Ghost of Christmas Past kind of thing with a suicide twist.
Yeah, the guy goes into the bar, and he's like, oh, my God, Bert, how are you? So the guy's like, I've never seen you, mister. You better get your hands off me. And he's like, Bert, what's gotten into you? And he like punches him.
Damn.
He's like, what's going on here?
So he's just a stranger in his town.
Yeah. And then... In the end, the whole town comes together to pay him, to give him money. They're like, we heard you were down on your luck, so everybody chips in to pay off his thing. And then, like, while that was happening, I was like, this movie fucking sucks. I look over on the recliner, and my dad was sobbing. And he tried to hide it. He looked at me and was like, what? because you know how when you're like, have you ever cried during a movie?
Sure.
You know how you're like, I hope no one sees me crying. Like, you try so hard to be like.
You're like.
He did that. But he was just full, like, eyes. Just because wasn't letting himself cry. So his eyes were just totally just filled with water.
He had, like, SpongeBob eyes.
Totally. Like, totally full eyes of tears. And I, like, looked over and he was like. What? He was like, are you fucking crying at this dumb fucking movie?
What'd he say?
He got up and walked away.
Oh, man,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, so funny. I ruined his... He loves the movie. You know, probably has sentimental value. You know, he grew up watching it.
Sure.
But
it was good fun. You could ruin that for
him. It was
him.
Fun to, like, look over the couch and be like, you're fucking gay, dude? What's wrong with you? Yeah, then I cried during an Apple commercial later that day.
Did you really?
And I was like, all right, I see where I get it.
But you hear about the stuff with Baltimore, how they have, like, I mean, this was over the course of 10 years, but apparently it's like $2.3 billion, and they're like, where did it go, bro? And I don't know about Baltimore. Philly, where I, basically here. Dude, they got the Obama Promise Zone. They got, like, I think it was either hundreds of millions or a billion. They got a lot of money from the federal government. Dude, if you look around Mantua and West Philly, it's like, I mean, if someone gave someone $1 billion and was like, where is it, dude? Well, you don't have any, like, humongous buildings or, like,
new murals. Those are some expensive murals, dude.
Okay, you're talking
nice murals out here.
Dude, where did it go? That's a point where it's like, yeah, that's a real problem, dude.
Yeah.
Because, again, I've tasted people who work around government money.
You want to know how fucking propagandized my dad is?
What'd he do?
I was like, Phil, I got a show down in Baltimore. He's like, place is a shithole. I'm like, are you saying that right now because Trump said it? He's like, Shane, let me tell you something.
Oh, my God.
Baltimore is a dump. Okay. I'm like, yeah, I know. We agree. It is shitty. But would you say that you're bringing that up right now because Trump just said that? And he's like, Shane, I'm not nothing to do with that. It's got nothing to do with it.
That must have pissed him off so bad.
Never, ever admit. It's so fun. Dude, trying to argue with my dad, he just instantly changes the subject. He's a good arguer as very slippery. I'll be like, yes or no. Would you say, simple yes or no answer. Would you say that you are saying Baltimore's a shithole because Trump just said that? Yes or no? Only yes or no.
No. Shane, let me tell you something.
He just will not answer.
He's basically a dude on the stage.
He's unbelievable.
Again, I asked you if you would support a 70% tax rate. Like, I'll tell you what. I think rich people need to pay money.
It's
and,
like, no. Just answer the question yes or no.
Not having it. Shane. Dude.
What are you doing?
Oh, really? Is that his new thing now?
Yeah, he caught me. I told him I smoked dope. So
yeah, you told him you're smoking a blunt.
I told him I smoked a blunt. This was before that, though.
So really?
This was, yeah.
We got to get the geezers on weed in this country. I really think the geezers need to be on weed in this country, dude. Just a little bit. Remember the first time I got high and watched the news? I was like 19. And I think my brother put the news on. I was stoned and I watched it and went like, well, this reminds me of the Homeroom show. And I was like, oh, man, dude.
Channel 1?
Yeah, exactly.
Anderson Cooper, dude. He was on Channel 1.
Was he really?
He was a Channel 1 boy.
Coop was on the Homeroom show?
Anderson Coop started on the Homeroom show.
Shit.
Yeah, bro. Now he's gay.
Yeah, for sure. Well, no, CIA turned him gay.
Yeah, CIA made it. They were obviously, like, how can we make you perfect? You're too white.
Obviously, yeah.
Say I'm gay.
Dye your hair gray. He's like, no.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's one of the.
Well, it's everybody's. It's like geezers watch the news like they're watching like a sports a game. It's like, this is my team. I'm the home team.
True.
The away team's evil.
It's kind of nice though.
Yeah, it's funny, dude. I would watch. My dad would watch like State of the Unions like he was watching a football game. He would watch like Obama say shit and be like, "You fucking liar." He'd be drinking and he'd be like, yeah, "Look at this asshole lying."
That's
now
funny.
He watches Trump stuff and he's like, "I'll tell you what, Shane. Not that bad. You know what I'm saying? He's not that bad. I think he's got the country's best interests in mind."
That's
I'm like,
so
Phil, this guy's a fucking moron. Donald Trump is a fucking psycho. Like, look, I don't care, but like let's be adults about this.
Yeah.
Let's call it like what it is. Donald Trump is not a good person.
He's not.
Not that you need a good person to be a leader.
That's true.
Sometimes it
Genghis
helps.
Genghis Khan?
Genghis was doing great for
Mongo.
Kind
of do need a sociopath now that I think of it.
If you want to have a good empire.
As soon as you're not a sociopath and they're like, dude, you just bombed us. You're like, oh, fuck, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, my bad.
How many people died? Like 100. You're like, fuck. You're like, I quit.
We got to shut the military down.
Do you have any people in your church that were just totally wild out?
Yeah.
What were they up to?
Drugs.
Really?
Like, just, yeah. Well, it wasn't like a church. I don't know. We didn't have like a church group.
No, I'm saying anyone that like you would pull up, like you would go to mass and there'd be the one person there, you're like this fucking weirdo.
There was a family of, there was like a very shitty family.
Was there?
That would always disrupt the mass. Like, just nonstop. Just be loud, farting, talking. And then, I think later it just became our family.
You guys took over.
I think there was several, yeah. If you farted, my dad would hit me like every mass. He would make me sit next to him and he would hit the back of my head.
If you did anything.
Because I couldn't stop laughing. Every mass I was ever in, it was crazy.
Yeah, we used to get separated, me and my brothers. There was a bunch of us. So we would like sit as far away from my parents as possible, play grab ass.
Yeah.
Talk about like, we would literally just like pat each other and like tilt our head towards someone we thought was hot and be like nodding like, dude, I totally would.
Your dad must have been just furious.
He was so mad. He would fart. When you
fart,
farts,
dude, over.
Your
it's
dad
over.
Smelling a fart in church and hitting you with a scowl is the funniest. Just like looking at three people being like, who the fuck? Like,
what
is that? He's so afraid of making a noise in church, but he also has to address the fart. He's looking at you guys like, you get out of here. You guys are getting fucked up. You guys fart in church. Yeah. We'd be like, what's it mean? Wasn't me, Dad. I didn't do it. I didn't fart, Dad. Dude, the best was if I would kneel, a fart was coming, dude. If I kneeled down, a fart was coming.
Dan, you're kneeling nonstop in church.
I know. And
nonstop.
I would kneel down. I used to do a thing where I would like wiggle back and forth and let my nuts smack my legs. I would do that for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Bust a fart.
Wiggling back and forth and swinging your nuts because your nuts are new. Yeah. This was a point in your life where they just dropped. So you would swing back and forth and be like, this is crazy.
I was just ping-ponging them.
I would always try to sit too. If no one was looking, put your ass on the pew, get fucking hit. Which is crazy to hit your kid for that.
I never even thought about touching butt to the pew.
I would touch butt to the pew.
My mom and dad were total.
They were psychos.
They were eagle's eye against it, dude.
Well, that's because they were embarrassed because the family behind you would be like, look at this pussy. You can't even kneel. You know what I mean? The shame of having
a kid that
would sit.
We had a couple fat families.
Yeah.
Who were like there and the whole fat family with their butts would go to the the whole fat family would like, yeah, their butt would be on the pew.
Yeah, well, it starts with the father.
True.
If your dad is somebody who's willing to put his ass on the pew, you got a weak family.
Dude, that's...
Your family is soft.
That's fucking bullshit. You might as well leave. If you're going to put ass in the pew as a dad, you might as well leave your family.
I can't even imagine if seeing my dad do that.
My dad has like real like knee problems, dude. I don't think his ass ever hits a pew.
If I saw Phil do that...
Pregnant ladies can do it. That's it.
Yeah, true. And geezers.
Geezers, yeah. There's a lot of strong geezers who refuse.
The geezers still refuse. This is.
But yeah, if a geezer must, like an old lady, for sure.
Without a doubt, today, I have no doubt I would sit on the pew.
Oh, I've been to church recently, dude. I'm fucking butt up.
If I'm at a wedding or something.
Oh, it's drill. It's
no chance.
You're talking about not kneeling at all?
I would kneel, but just sit.
You're going to put your butt on the pew?
Bro, I don't care.
Fuck, not me, dude.
It's not like I care.
But, like, dude, Brittany's fucking pregnant. We were at a wedding, and she, like, leaned back and her butt hit the pew, and I caught myself being like, chill.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I'm a fucking psycho. She's pregnant. And I'm like, she shouldn't be kneeling like this. Because she literally can't. Her belly would be, like, smashing the thing. But, dude, I still pop butt off the pew, and I'm, like, looking around, dude, at all
times.
Better
not be sitting.
Like, I'm scanning.
Who's sitting?
I'm scanning, being like, what the fuck, dude?
Wow.
It pisses me off.
It ticks me off.
Dude, I think I might have once slumped. And my mom was like, are you serious? There's people out here that probably, you better get your ass off that pew. She fucked you. She would spaz. Did you guys leave early?
Yeah, right after communion.
Ooh,
the walk-off.
Bro.
The walk-off. That would be if, my family has done, as a family, hit that, which makes no sense.
Had the communion,
as a kid, I would do it, but like.
Sign of the cross and
you
out.
You got communion, so you just leave.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
That was to get that was the whole point of the church.
But. You did have to otherwise just sit there and listen to fucking announcements for no reason.
True.
After communion.
And battle the parking lot. Yeah, leaving after communion was out of question.
This is church talk.
Yeah, this is church. You don't know what this is. Sorry.
Get to church. This stuff will be relatable.
But yeah, the after communion, They made it a point, like, the song, you know, the last...
song just ridiculous. You got to sing a song with all these fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
And then listen to announcements like, the rectory will be serving bakery. It's just like,
Hospitality what? Sunday was lit, dude. Mini donuts, lemonade, ice tea cooler. That was, like, once a month, dude. Hospitality Sunday, that's when I was like, this is when the reels come out and feast on fucking donuts, dude. Everyone else left, dude. You guys played yourselves.
Wow.
I'm about to eat, like,
up
900 munchkins and chase my cousin around the church basement, dude.
That's
fuck
fun.
You. It was awesome.
That's fun. But you better watch out down there.
Yeah.
If you take a wrong turn in that maze, you got a hungry boy waiting
true
for you.
True. There's no such thing as free donuts, dude, in the Catholic church.
Somebody's getting got at the fucking after party.
Yeah, man, that was fun. I remember just looking at my mom and be like, din, 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 din. I'd be like, all right, mom, the music's playing.
Yeah.
She'd be like, not until the priest passes us with the cross. I'd be like, God fucking damn it.
Oh, yeah, you got to watch the priest walk out.
Priest has to walk out before you can
fuck,
even think
haven't
about
even
it,
I thought
dude.
About this in years.
Yeah, man.
I forgot about that. You got to wait for that fucking idiot to leave.
Yep.